Hello and welcome, Banter on the Rocks listeners. You can find every one of our weekly episodes on Apple Podcast and YouTube. Grab your favorite drink and enjoy the show.
Welcome, everybody. We're here for episode 5 of Banter on the Rocks. We got Tim Pina here. We're excited for another episode. We just finished watching some Monday Night Football, so and we have an awesome guest, Estevan, today. So we got some football talk. We got quite a few things, talk about how he became a Niner fan. Talk, probably a little bit more venting about Niners. Tim and Estevan can sort of talk a little bit more about their feelings. We're gonna talk to Esawan about dad life and being a homeowner. I think all three of us, I'm probably, I don't know, is Esawan's kiddos a lot younger than Keanu? Or
No, I think his youngest just turned 2,
okay.
and I think his oldest is a couple years older than that. Both
Okay.
younger than Theo, I believe.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I think I think the youngest I just
Close.
turned
Two.
2,
Okay.
and on recently in
Yeah.
September.
So yeah, I think I have the youngest, so maybe I'll get some advice from him. I know I always talk to Tim about that, the dad talk, dad life, dad advice. And then we're gonna talk
Real
a little
deal.
bit about, he was with Tim in the Fire Academy, so talk a little bit about that, get some feedback of what the academy was like, feedback for anybody that might be interested in that, and also what he's doing now, so we got a great episode today. But to get started, like always, we'll go into our cocktails for the day. And today I just went basic, simple, went back to the tequila and OJ, just a little screwdriver with tequila.
Love it. Today got the glass going. Not quite branded yet, but we're going Moscow Mule today.
Nice.
Hot day again,
Yeah.
but you can see the frost right on par. It's
Yeah.
refreshing. Good night for it.
Awesome. So I'll let Tim do a little intro on Esteban, and then we'll let Esteban join in.
For sure. Yes, Esteban, he's been a longtime buddy of mine. We're thrilled to have him. Been talking to him about coming on the last couple of weeks. He's an avid watcher of our episodes too. Really love to hear his feedback always. So he kind of knows how the show works and things that we go over, and just a great guy to have on. So we're thrilled to have it. Of course, he's a Niner fan. I'm sure we'll get some venting in there like John prefaced.
Yes.
But yeah, we're stoked to have him, and
Yeah.
yeah, let's get him on in.
Yeah.
Love it.
And what's up, Esteban? How are you?
Good man, can you see me? Let's see.
Ah,
There we go.
there he
Yeah.
is.
Yeah. We see
Love
the flash.
it.
What up,
Yeah, what's
boys?
up, dude?
Hey. What's up, boys? I had to
Yeah.
put the flag up, dude,
Nah, I love it. Win or lose, still rep, right?
Dude,
Let's
yeah,
go.
absolutely, 100%. Win or lose, still
Love
rep two right here.
that,
Oh man, here we go, dude. Here
It's
we
just for the
go.
episode.
Yeah,
Like I'll
this.
preface, I'm not a Rams fan. I have Man,
it just because part of LA, but just decided to wear
for
it today
sure.
because just put a little bit more salt in your guys' wounds right now. Because I know you guys are.
He's this guy that comes on and he's like that freestyle rapper that does a freestyle rap. He's like, but I'm not a rapper. This guy.
I'm so glad this had a weighted day, dude. I was irate yesterday, like incredibly livid,
Oh, yeah.
just pissed, dude. Like I couldn't even watch the end of the game. I just turned it off. I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. It was bad.
Yeah,
It was a tough
it's like
game.
that boiling point.
That's right.
Yeah. And then, hey, what's another freaking dash of salt on that wound, Estevan, and just no more
Oh,
Hargrave for the year.
dude, I
The
saw
hell,
that.
man?
A torn tricep. What?
Yeah.
You see CMC? CMC's
He's
out. He's in
going to Germany.
Germany. Yeah, he's going to Germany for a specialist. And then Brock Purdy had an MRI on his back. Oh, What the did he? heck? Did you hear that?
Oh,
Yeah.
dude, I didn't even
I
hear
haven't heard
that.
that.
Oh my
Oh,
God.
dude, I'm like, dude, when it rains, it pours, man.
Oh my
2020
God.
all over again. Remember when we lost Bosa? Like,
the game against the Giants, and then we lost like, I don't know, we lost so many people that I think we lost 8 people in the first like 3, 4 games.
Dang.
And then we
Yeah,
had,
thanks, MetLife.
yeah, right? Dude, that whole field was
Yeah.
like trash. Dude, we lost
Stupid
like four or five
trash.
people on that field.
Unbelievable.
Also, I wanted to make sure you guys saw this here.
Ooh, there it
I
is.
have it's Banter on the Rocks, so I had to I don't know if you can see it.
Nice.
My camera's kind of trashy. It's a Niner helmet.
Hell
Nice.
yeah. I love it.
I
Wait,
need
what are
to
you
maybe I should
drinking?
have
Love
done
it.
it. This is simply just Gentleman Jack with a
Nice.
splash of Coke, little splash of Coke. You know, add a
Yeah.
little bit of tint, but nothing
Yeah,
crazy.
no. Nice. Love that. That's a
You
good
can't
one.
do Banter
First
on the Rocks
guess?
without having something on the rocks. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
No,
I
yeah.
swear this guy knows the show. I love I watched
it.
every episode, dude.
You're the
I've
best,
watched every
man.
episode.
Oh,
You're the
awesome.
best.
We
Yeah, dude.
appreciate that, man. We do. That's
Yeah, you
awesome.
guys are cool, man. I like it.
Hell
Nice.
yeah. Yeah, we're stoked to have you on. And, of course, we kind of preface, we'll probably get a little bit of venting in. We'll maybe recap a little bit more football. We'll see. And then we have a lot more to talk about for sure. We mentioned to our audience, we'll dive into maybe some Fire Academy memories, what you're doing now, and home ownership, dad life. We'll talk about it all for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was just gonna say, that's the one, like, I've seen you before at the tennis parties, like back in the day, every now and then. But for our people that are listening, anybody that might not know you, just a little, bio about you. What do you want to share?
Esteban Flores. I met Tim during our fire academy days. We were trying to go fire department. Since then, I've been an EMT and an ambulance for about 6 years. I've worked in the emergency room for about 6 years. I
Okay.
just finished my respiratory therapy rotations, so I'm licensed respiratory therapist. I just got hired on to two hospitals, and then as Tim mentioned, I just bought a house. I'm a new homeowner here in
Nice.
Ventura. I got two little girls, man. It's crazy. Like, life has taken me by a storm this past few months, where I got my licenses, like I passed my classes, I got my license, I bought a house. And then I went to Europe in between all of that, which is
Okay.
we had paid for everything about a year ago. So everything kind of just steamrolled through. And then I got these jobs. It's like, it's been nothing but feel good
That's
these
good.
past like 2 months. Yeah, it's been cool.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Awesome.
a little
Congrats,
bit about
man.
me there.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
That's
Hell
really
yeah.
cool. Congrats. Love that.
Thanks.
We always
Thanks.
talk
Yeah.
about dad life.
Oh, big time. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. No doubt. But yeah, kind of leewaying right into it, and the cherry on top of course, is just Niners football starting too. We can't live that down at all, like, clearly.
Dude, I was so excited. I was so excited, and then the season's like not looking good, man. Ah.
No, it's been brutal. Week one looked okay, but you brought
Yeah.
up a great point, week one, that we're not scoring the touchdowns. It was field
Yep.
goals that day, and that was a great point. But now we've kind of like reverted, and I guess now we can't kick field goals again. I know he's only missed one, but I'm not gonna live it down quite yet.
Hey, hit him with it. Hit him with it, dude. All right, dude. That's your likelihood. You get paid a lot of money. You better be able to take our shit. I can
That's
cuss, right? You
right.
guys are good.
Yeah. Oh no,
Oh
please.
yeah. You better be able to take our fucking shit. You get paid a lot of money to kick a fucking ball, asshole. Excuse my French. That's a lot of that's a lot of fucking just, a lot of disappointment in this past day.
No kidding. And then, we kind of prefaced to me and John, we're kind of talking a little bit about this past week. And, I think, I don't know if part of it we can label as being unfair to him, but he was drafted in the third round. Like, we drafted a
Dude,
kicker, you draft a kicker.
you get that. You get the publicity, you get the payment, you get the fucking good and the bad. That's just how it goes, man. Like, dude, that's how it was. I don't know if you guys or Tim, do you watch Grant Cohn at all?
I think I have.
He's like just a Niner guy, follows the Niners, whatever. He shits on everybody, dude. I kind of love it. But he was shit on who was our first round draft pick? The dude with the bad knees. What was his name? He just left. He was there with us for a while.
Kicker?
No. D line.
Oh, D
He was
line. Oh, Armstead.
No, not Armstead.
Oh, because he's
Armstead was
injured a
okay.
lot.
Yeah, he wasn't hurt that much. It was
What other injured player?
dude, he had
Laundry
like
list.
80-year-old knees, dude. He was bad. Anywho, he would shit on him all the time,
Kinlaw.
but he's like, dude, you yeah, Kinlaw.
Oh,
Good, good.
Kinlaw?
Oh,
Yeah, there we
yes,
go.
Kinlaw. Javon Kinlaw, he would shit on him all the time, but he's like, dude, you're a first round pick. You never play. You're always injured. You got to take it. You're getting paid money. You're getting paid over 10K, 10 mil. Like, take it. Take our shit. Because, like, you're getting paid and you're not playing. You're not playing up to your first round potential, right?
Hell yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm about talking shit. That's like when I play fantasy, dude. That's like my middle name, man. I'm known for just freaking talking my ass off and being last place. I was last place in my fantasy last year.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's not
Yeah. Yeah.
good.
I lost four of my first six picks.
Oof,
I lost.
that'll
Yeah.
do
It was
it.
bad.
That's rough.
Last year was bad. I lost Andrews, Mark Andrews. I lost Nick Chubb. I
Ooh.
lost, dude, I lost, J.K. Dobbins. Like, dude, I lost everybody. It was
Yeah,
freaking, I was done.
that's rough.
And he's
That's
tearing it up this year in fantasy too.
yeah,
Yes.
he is. You're right.
Yeah.
Any last place penalties?
Yeah, I had to put a license plate placard that said I suck at fantasy, and they had like unicorns and rainbows for a whole year. I just
Oh
barely took it off.
man.
I just barely
Damn.
took it off. Yeah. The
Wow.
funnier part
That's a good
was I wanted a harsher penalty. I wanted you to dress up as a clown and serve drinks for the next draft. Like, I
one.
wanted a harsh
Oh,
penalty. Yeah. And thank God no one wanted it.
You're like, I'm glad that this is all they had me
Yeah.
do.
That would have been me. That would have been me, dude. 100%.
Esteban, you brought up something I've always thought about. Like you mentioned, you know, these players get paid millions and millions of dollars to play this game. And when they don't do well, a lot of fans do talk shit, you know, and then some of these players get really offended. They get butt hurt by it. Do you feel like they should just be taking it on the chin because that is their profession? They're getting paid millions upon millions of dollars where, you know, the normal Americans like us to get that kind of money, that's our whole lifetime to even make a percentage of what they're getting.
Yeah, I justify the talking shit. I don't justify the threatening, like the life threatening, you know how some people Tim, do you know you remember Kyle Williams, right?
Oh, dude. Yeah, that was
Dude,
really
yeah, bro.
bad. That
I
was
remember
really bad.
thinking some of those threats. I've never verbalized them, you know? But God, but like you know what I mean? Like, it's also just a game. You can't, you know what I mean? Like, relax, man. Like, relax. I'm a hardcore Niner and I get upset in the moment and I'm pissed and my phone blows up because, again, like I mentioned, I talk shit and that's just what I do. But you're a Ravens fan, right, John? Did you guys win tonight?
We
You
won. We
guys
got
won?
away beating Dallas. I was ready for
Oh, you guys
the
played yesterday. Oh, okay. Oh, there was a doubleheader today. I don't remember who it
It
was,
was
but
Cincinnati Reds or not Redskins,
Commanders.
Commanders, and then Bills, Jaguars.
Oh, that's right. The Bills Jags. That was like a wipe. And then the other game was a
Commanders look
bit
good.
competitive.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Commanders
they
look
looked
good.
really good. I only saw a little bit of it, but did they win?
I think so.
They
Jaden
won.
Daniels balled
Oh,
out. Yeah.
nice.
Yeah, I know he killed it.
My daughter has a hard time sleeping, so I'm in and out of her room to start. But I didn't get to watch the full game, but you know, still was
I
good.
hear you. Yeah, me and John have turned into phone watchers. Like, we don't get the big TV for games. We're just walking around with a phone and just getting hit with baseball bats and shit. I don't know.
Man, I wish
Dodging, you
I
know,
didn't.
toys.
You guys got the whole YouTube thing? I might just have to get that because I have like a hacked
Oh,
Fire
yeah.
Stick that I don't even. I just moved, so I barely have anything set up here, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, no, but YouTube TV. Hey, shout out YouTube. Sponsor us. I know we post on there. Put the plug in. But no, it's actually really cool because like tonight they had both those games are both on ESPN and they have that multi-view thing. So I could watch both at the same time.
Oh,
Again, it's
dope.
a small phone, but you know, hey, both games same time. It's badass. You
That's
know, it's
awesome.
cool.
Yeah, dude, heck
Yeah,
no.
college football, they do it too, and you get like four at the same time. I mean, it's cool.
Right on, right
You
on.
know,
I'm gonna bring this camera down a little bit.
it's not
Ooh.
bad, man. But you know, so far this year, like, has there, I don't know, been like any teams that really stand out to you? Maybe we could go NFC first. That seemed like maybe a good competitor towards the Niners or somebody that surprised you.
I don't know if it's a competitor towards the Niners. Niners are very competitive right now. They look
True.
shitty, man. So, NFC, let's see.
Go AFC too.
Yeah, AFC. I mean, let's see. I was just talking about this. Who was it? They were just undefeated. They're still undefeated, I think.
The
Let's see, the Raiders are
Vikings or
the Vikings.
Oh yeah.
The Vikings, dude, they look phenomenal. They look really good. And I purposely didn't draft Justin Jefferson because I was like, dude, he's got freaking what's his name passing to him, dude. You know, he's never gonna get the ball. Sam Darnold, dude, he's never gonna get the ball. You know, I'm not gonna, you know. So I'm like, nah, Justin Jefferson, he'll get his, but barely. And he's been lighting it up. But there was another team. That's AFC, right?
They're
That's the NFC.
NFC.
Oh shit, are they NFC? I'm sorry. Yeah,
Yeah, and then AFC we got Bills. Bills are undefeated still. That's
Yeah,
kind of
they're
surprised me a
good.
little bit. Texans got killed to the Vikings.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah,
I thought they were gonna be a little better, but
right. Yeah, Dolphins don't look good too. Hopefully he's all
No.
right, but I don't know. That
Yeah.
situation's a hot mess.
How long do we know how he's gonna be out? Did they say?
IR, right? So three
Yeah.
more weeks at least.
Oh, four
Three more
weeks
weeks for
minimum.
sure.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, and then I think their backup is now injured,
Oh.
which we were talking about. I think it was our last guest, Jimmy, brought up maybe Trey
Kirk.
Lance trade to the Dolphins,
Oh
you
my
know?
goodness. You're gonna start
Reconnect. Hey,
that?
shout out Trey. Still got his
Yeah, you
jersey.
still got the
Fucking
jersey. That's
dust.
right. That's
Yeah, it's a little
right.
dusty.
Hey,
It's over
it is
there.
what it is, dude.
Hey. Wait,
For sure.
if he makes it to that team and he balls out, it'll be worth it.
I mean, he's got the skill set, but he doesn't. I don't think he has the training, right? Like he needs the experience. I mean, that's the biggest thing why they drafted him. He was just raw player. He played one season and then not even half of one, like a game in 2020 or something. We drafted him and he wasn't. I mean, we tried to get him, but then Brock Purdy emerged, right? Like Brock Purdy, dude. That's a bone I got to pick with you, John. I heard on one of your podcasts. You're like, yeah, he's a freaking system quarterback, dude. And I'm a timeout, 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 timeout. I got
Let him
stats for
know.
you
Let him
right
know,
here, dude.
Esteban.
I got stats for you right here, okay? This last
Oh,
game where
came
they
prepared.
lost, he passed for damn near 300 yards, three touchdowns, zero interceptions, dude. That isn't a managing quarterback, especially
No.
when everyone keeps telling him like, oh, you need Debo, you need Kittle, and you need McCaffrey. None of them played, not one of them, and he put up numbers. And I'm like, dude, he can do it. He can do it. And I think that's much things people have miscalculated on him is that he's not super high. He's 6 feet tall. He doesn't have this huge arm, but he's got it between the ears, man. And I think he's quick and he's decisive and he's accurate. I think those three things alone is exactly what you need for a really damn good quarterback, you know?
No, and I'll admit it, you know, I'm still gonna stick by that because this was just one game out of a lot. But what he did show yesterday, even though it was a loss, I will say without Debo, without CMC, without Kittle, he kept that team alive. You know, coaching, I think, ruined the game for you guys. I think you guys would have won it
100%, dude.
if it wasn't for coaching. But I will say he did impress me. To sort of be like, okay, maybe he isn't, you know, a game manager type QB. He could be that next coming. I don't want to say it because people are going to like talk shit about it, but the next Tom Brady, because he is one of those late draft picks. And now he's showing he could do it without those star players the way Tom Brady would do it, you know?
Yeah,
So, you know,
definitely.
I
Hey,
think they're
third and
still,
Juwan, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's still
Should
a
have paid
lot,
him.
I think there's still a lot he needs to show, I think, for me to sort of feel like, okay, he isn't that, just, game manager type QB, especially now that there's all these injuries. He's gonna have to show it, and I think if he shows it the next few games that he could do it, and he puts up decent numbers, even if they lose due to other for reasons, with the Niners, he's gonna get paid. Niners have to pay him, or else someone's gonna pay him big money. And you guys are back to
Oh,
school,
they're gonna.
you know.
Sorry to interrupt, but yeah,
No,
they're gonna pay him, dude. There's no way they made the cap space to pay him this offseason. The way they structured Ayuk's deal is so there's room for Purdy's deal. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't blame you for sticking with it. I don't think you probably watch the games as close as maybe Tim and I do.
No.
But I've been watching him, and like he drops dimes, man. This guy can freaking ball, man. And that's just, again, from a fan. I do think I'm non-biased. Like, I'm about to say something super controversial right now, but then from a Niners fan, this is real, dude. I think, and this is off Niners, but this is, I think Dak Prescott is amongst the best in this league. Yeah. I know. Super controversial. I said it. And I'll tell you why. He puts up numbers like Patrick Mahomes. If you look at their numbers, they're like Patrick Mahomes numbers. What hinders that whole team? Tim, can you finish this for me?
What
Do you know who
hinders
it
the
is?
whole team
The whole
is
Cowboys.
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones,
That
exactly.
old man, that
I
geezer.
have a bet with two old friends of mine here in Oxnard. I have a bet with two of my friends. I said, you guys will never win a Super Bowl as long as Jerry Jones is GM and owner. You guys will
It's facts.
never win a Super Bowl ever. I'll bet you $100. I'm like, he's got to die before. The second he dies is when you pay me. So I'm like, you have fucking, I don't know how long he's gonna live, 10, 15, 20 years to win $100 from me. I was all like, there's no way. I'm so confident that he is the problem and he's never gonna change. He's had plenty of time to, right? Like, he fired the dude that won him two Super Bowls, you know what I mean? Jimmy Johnson. Like, the dude's got his ego up his ass, and the dude is the epitome of that franchise. And I fucking hate that franchise, but Dak Prescott is a damn good quarterback, dude. I think he deserved the money he got. He puts them on their back on a regular basis. He puts up the numbers, but at the end of it, they got a shitty ass coach because he's the only coach that is gonna bend to Jerry Jones. That's final word. He's the only coach that's gonna bend to Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones will only hire somebody that bends to him, that listens to what he wants to do, and gets the players he wants to play. If you heard in the offseason, they didn't acquire anybody. They made zero moves. They they're, and they, and then they lost what their running back. What's his name?
Pollard.
Pollard. Yeah, they lost Pollard. Like, dude, you guys lost. He was the only good thing. They didn't use him last year. But anywho, that's aside. Dak Prescott, I think he's a damn good quarterback. I would take him over, I don't know, freaking Mullins.
I think that's super valid. Yeah, it's a great point. And I think a big reason as to why McCarthy likes to stick around is they keep that buffet full. It's packed for
Well,
Tubby.
yeah, no, 100%, dude,
Oh
100%.
man.
Cheers to
It's
that.
that's a big that's a good buffet, Everything's bigger in Texas, so.
No, oh,
But
you got the is it the mojito cup?
meal. Yeah, we want meal
Oh,
or
mule,
mojito.
that's what it
That's
is.
another one. Yep, but
Yeah.
want meal. Yep. Yeah.
Moscow mule.
Hot as hell over here today, so timing's
Is
immaculate. Yeah, man.
it?
It's hitting the spot.
There you go.
But no, that's a big hot take right there. Dax, I think you see every news, sports center, everybody talking. Dax isn't that QB. And I think me and Tim, we've said it before. We don't, I didn't know if he was really worth it, but when I have seen his games, I have seen the numbers, and he does put it up. So I see where you're coming at someone, and he got paid. I always say, if everybody go get paid, they're playing the game.
You know who's overrated? Is what, God, what's his name? Chargers quarterback,
Justin Herbert.
Herbert, completely overrated him. And Jacksonville, what's his name? So they have
Oh,
done
T-Law?
tough.
Yeah, man.
We
They
talked about
hammered on
T-Law.
that
Trevor
one
Lawrence.
this offseason. Oh, man.
Trevor
Yeah.
Lawrence and Herbert have done nothing. They've
Yeah.
done nothing with their careers. Sure, okay, they've had a few good games. I think they've had glimpses of being good, but they've done nothing. They've done nothing in my opinion to earn these huge ass paychecks. No
Agreed.
playoff wins or barely playoff appearances. Like, dude, like, all right, you give them a contract. You don't make them the highest paid player, obviously when they're getting their contracts, but super overrated. Trevor Lawrence, and I think Herbert, he's good. Don't get me wrong, he's really good. He's got the arm, he's got the legs, he's got the mind. But I just, again, I don't think he showed glimpses of greatness. I don't think he is that great, in my opinion.
No, I think that's super valid. And I really hammered on the Trevor Lawrence
Too.
thing.
Yeah.
I mean it was proven tonight too. He just I just don't see it. I
He
don't. I
can't
don't care.
put him on his back and go, like he
No.
just can't do it.
No. And now they're locked up, and that was an extraordinary amount of money. And now with Harbaugh going to the Chargers, I mean, talk about game manager. I think that they're kind of molding Herbert into a game manager. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
they've toned his big plays down big time, but we know what's his name? The coach. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on
Harbaugh.
everybody. This is my third
Yeah, Jim
cocktail, so
Harbaugh.
sorry, Harbaugh.
It's the motto here on Banter. You're
Dude,
good.
I was
It's in the
prepping,
title.
dude. You know what I mean? I'm like, I gotta loosen up a little bit, dude.
Woo.
These are the boys right here. So
But we can say T-Law and Herbert are top five all hair.
yeah, 100%. Hundred percent. In
Yeah, and
my
that's probably where all the money
yeah.
goes is investment in the hair, you know.
Yeah, big time.
They want to get those Troy Polamalu side contracts, sponsorships,
Endorsements, the yeah.
the hair shampoo,
Hell yeah.
Head and Shoulders or whatever.
Head and Shoulders. No, but I think we've talked about it before in the past. It's like these QBs that are getting paid that haven't shown anything, Dax. Yes, he's made it to the playoffs before. He hasn't won as much, but hey, he's gotten you there. So, valid point to pay him. Justin Herbert, I don't, I think he's only made one playoff appearance, maybe two, only won one, not much. T-Law, I think just one appearance as well.
Last year, right? Did he make it last year? I
I
think,
think
right?
so.
Or the year before, one of the two.
But
Yeah,
it's like,
they were good last year until they ran into the Niners, right? They were like 6-1 or something, and then they ran into the Niners, and then the Niners steamrolled fucking everybody,
Oh
dude. Like,
yeah.
they
I
exposed the
mean,
Eagles that were
annihilated.
like 10-1, and then
Oh,
they
that game was
just,
so much fun.
yeah,
That game
dude,
was
so
so
much
much
fun.
fun.
That was like a vengeance game. You're like, this is what would
God.
have happened if we had a freaking quarterback, you know? Or and then we steamrolled Cowboys. Like we were dropping 40 bombs on all these guys. Man, last year was,
That was fun.
oh man, I
NFC
wish we
East
could have
games
finished
were
it on
just
top,
great.
man.
Same. Yeah, I know. We had it, but coaching,
But coaching, bro. What
I
do we
don't.
call it? What do we call it? Choking hazard by Shanahan. Basically, dude.
I use that one. I quoted you on it too.
Dude. The freaking what was it? The Falcons versus the Patriots, right? He choked that one. He blew a 23 point
23.
lead. Then he blew, and then he blew two Super Bowls against the Chiefs. And like he just like, dude, we had this game. This game was on lock, dude. Like this game was legit on lock. Like, how are you gonna go 3-and-out on that? Or I mean, okay, it wasn't all his fault because I don't know if you remember this, but the not the sophomore out of Michigan, Bell, Ronnie Bell, he dropped a key pass and it was just right here, dude. Like, bro, come on, between the numbers, dude, and he could not catch that, bro. Ronnie Bell, I'm sorry, buddy, but there's these two rookies that are coming up that look really freaking good. On to the next, man. But he's a good like agility player and you can use him different ways, but he's just not. How are you going to drop? That's such a key pass. And man, I don't know. It's just, and then I think was Nick Bosa, did he get injured? Did I hear something about
I
that?
think he got a little bit banged up at one point. His brother, I think, got put out of the game.
His brother came out. Oh,
Yeah.
Joey Bosa.
Yeah.
That guy's always, yeah, that guy's
Yeah.
always hurt nowadays
Yeah, he's
now, though.
injury prone.
Yeah. I don't think he's there past
Yeah.
this year. I think this is his last remaining year on that deal. But, and then we had that Fred Warner scare. I brought that up, and that
Oh,
was
yeah,
no
he came
good.
out for a play.
And yeah, and then he luckily got his way back in. But I don't know, just that I think that what was it, like a 50-yard bomb to Tutu Atwell, and the
Oh,
secondary gets beat
God.
again, and that one was just freaking brutal. I think that was the play immediately after that missed field goal. So it made the missed
Oh,
field goal look worse. And it's I don't, it's just hot fucking garbage. And it's just we and if you look at the stats of the game, we should have won by like 20.
Dude,
Like,
100%. And we're not scoring those
God.
touchdowns when we need to, right? Like that first
No.
game, as when I told you, I was like, dude, we look so good, and we were only scoring field goals. I'm like, we have tons of room for improvement. Like we're not even at the top, and we dominated the Jets. And then we go and just shit the bed 2 games in a row, dude. Just straight up fucking dog shit. God damn it. Excuse my rant, but god damn it, dude. It's just
Yeah. No, it's rough.
I got everyone
That's
texting me, dude, and I'm like, fucking, I know. I watched the game.
me too. It happens. Sean's part of a lot of the group chats I'm in, and he knows very well. I'm just like you. I talk a ton of shit all day, every day. Cowboys feel it the most. And I think God, I think Daniel he was on Happy Hour pod with us, and he said that Jaden McDaniels made Brock look bad today or something, like he's outperforming him. I'm like, man,
Shut
he's up on
the hell up. Relax.
that.
He
But
looked good though.
I
Jaden McDaniels looked pretty
he
damn
does.
good.
He
He
look does.
looked good
He
today.
does.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
Props to him.
fucking relax, dude.
Yeah,
Yeah. Relax. This
right.
guy, you're talking about a guy who's only played 2 years and went to the NFC Championship twice and the Super Bowl once. Like, relax, dude.
Right. This is crazy. Last pick of the draft too, and
Last pick of the draft, dude.
it's yeah, the dude's just
He
you nailed it. He's
I
got the head on his shoulders.
100%. I'll tell you, he saved Kyle Shanahan and Lynch. He saved their jobs because they were about to get fired. If they didn't come across Purdy, they busted on Lance. Fucked. They're done. They're gone, dude. They're gone. And everyone's calling it for Shanny's head because he's a choke artist, dude. He's so good at choking. God damn it. Easy games. Like this one was a layup. This game should have been a layup. Like they're depleted too. Their own line was depleted. Like they don't have their top two best receivers. And they made our secondary look like they were freaking Channel Islands High School out here, dude. Like it was bad. Dude.
Do you think
Shit.
you guys are playing the Patriots next week, right? Once your guys' text
Yeah, I
upon
think
it.
so.
If you guys lose to the
God bless.
Patriots, is Shanahan out? Are you calling for his head if you guys lose to the Patriots?
Listen, I cursed in his name as when he's sleeping. I fuck you, Shanahan. But hear me out. He's really fucking good still. Like he's still a good, he needs to get over that hump. What I don't want, this is my fear about Shanahan is I don't want him to be the what's his name? The Chiefs coach. What's his name?
Andy
I'm
Reid.
blanking on everybody.
Oh,
Andy
Andy
Reid.
Reid.
I don't want him to be the Andy Reid of us where like he doesn't win one with the Eagles, but then he goes and wins fucking two with with the Chiefs. Or three. He's got three, right? With the Chiefs.
He's going for that
Ah, oh,
threepeat.
dude, I'd hate I hear yeah, I would hate for that to happen. And then he goes to who knows where what other team and we're just like fucking still Super Bowl-less, you know? I'd hate for that, you know, but at the same time, like if he would have stayed with the Eagles, he probably wouldn't be winning right now either, right? Like you just can't stay there. You need change. So I get that part, but I do think that him and Lynch make a really good team. I think Lynch is squared up a really good roster. Our defense on paper looks freaking fabulous. I can't wait to get Greenlaw back. You know what I mean? I thought our DBs were going to be better this year. Diamandour Lenore was really damn good. And then we got Ward on the other side. So I don't know.
I
Yeah,
don't
Jair
know, you
Brown's
know.
getting beat a lot too.
Yeah.
I think I was listening to the local radio regarding it too, and they were just talking about how a lot of our secondary is really good against the run, but just terrible against the pass. And I think Hufanga, obviously, he's an all pro,
He's
so
back, yeah.
he'll be able to kind of adjust a little bit better, and hopefully that'll help the defense, and he kind of help position up a lot of that secondary. But he too is more of a good run stopper. Also, I know he can be in the center and pick things off, but we really got to come together. Now's the time to do it. I think that they're pretty determined. I think they're pissed off now. I watched those. I watched like 20 minutes of their post game interview. Brock took way too much heat. I think he apologized for something. It's like, dude, don't
Bro, you
apologize.
killed
Like,
it, bro. Relax. You did
yeah,
everything you
exactly.
freaking could, man. Literally. I saw
Yeah, straight
Bosa.
up.
I saw Bosa like saying, "Nah, we got to feel this one." And I was like, a captain, I guess he's like, "You know what? You don't just move on to the next one, dude. This one, you got to sit down and feel because this, dude, my buddy texts me. He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, man. I put this one fucking stung. This one hurt because we looked bad again." Well, no, we looked good, but it was a game we should have won, right? Like it was a game that should have been won, and we lost that game. Or I mean, you can say the Rams won it too. They did a lot of really good plays at the end, and they stopped our, they stopped our offense. So I don't know, man. It's tough, but it is what it is.
It's rough.
It's
It's
rough, dude. I live,
football.
breathe Niners. Yeah, I live and breathe Niners during football season, dude. My wife hates it because, like, you can't get me away on Sundays, dude. Like, leave me the fuck alone, you know?
It'll affect the
Like, leave me the
mood.
fuck alone. I'm watching this. You know what I mean?
Oh,
She's like, "Here, hold the baby." I'm like, "All right." And she's like crying. I'm like, "Hold on, hold on, hold on. One more play, you know?"
it is.
Yeah. I get in a lot of trouble on Sundays, but it's all love.
Short
You know,
period of time.
yeah. No, and with that,
yeah.
sort of going to our next sort of subject, Esteban, being a father of two girls, and liking football, how has it been, having two kiddos, and from what Tim says, being a girl dad? How's it feel?
Yeah, dude, it softened me up a ton, right? Like, I don't know. I was, brought up my Mexican dad and fucking beat the shit out of me. Fucking, I mean, he just fucking, I was a what we call a travieso. Like they would straight up,
The old school Hispanic parents, like la
yeah,
chancla,
yep,
la cuchara, all
yo, el cinto, man, el cinto. I got the
that
belt, dude.
stuff. El
So my, but so I always envisioned having a son, to be honest, and
Cinto,
so. Tough love is what I grew up with, and that's kind of how. And I guess I'm still kind of tough on my little girl, but I have two, but the other one's only one. But I'm still pretty tough. She falls, I'm gonna get back up, girl. Let's go. I don't give her an oppor I don't. I give her the opportunity to feel it, but I don't react, right? I think that's like a big thing with when you have kids is like, oh, they fell, and you react before they do, and then they start crying. So I make sure she reacts first. She's not crying. She's good. Let's go. Get back up. Get back on. Let's go. Right. So I'm pretty tough in that aspect. They softened me up in other aspects. I mean, my girls, they're everything to me, man. And yeah, being a girl dad, it's definitely a different. My wife comes with nothing but sisters, and I have an older brother, younger sister. So she loves it. She has her girls, and now her two girls. You know what I mean? So it's like the best thing. And I mean, it is, it really is. I mean, I keep getting asked like, "Well, you're going to go for the third, you want the boy?" And honestly, I'm happy with my girls. I'm happy with like, I always saw, I thought I saw myself having a boy, but when I was having my kid, when my wife was pregnant, like I never really was like, "Oh, I need a boy or I need a girl." I was like, "Whatever, dude, whatever happens, girl, cool." And I almost wanted a girl the second time because I'm like, I already know what to expect. Like, just give me the girl,
You already got all the
So,
clothes, you got everything, you've been through
all
it.
the
You're like,
toys,
let me
yeah.
just save it. Don't have to buy a whole new, set of colors, things like
100%.
that.
100%. 100%. And like, it was just having a job in emergency medicine too, like,
you don't really get paid much, so you know what I mean? You're like, I need to save every penny where I can, even if it is, having a second girl.
For sure. I hear you. And I too, we have the best of both worlds here, but we're hoping for that girl after. And you're right. It's a different softening mood, and it's a big change, but very rewarding, obviously. And it's crazy how fast they grow. Like when you were talking about the ages the other day, Esteban, it was just crazy to hear about, how old your kiddos are getting.
Yeah, dude.
It's crazy. Just celebrate another B-day, right?
my second daughter was born on your son's birthday. I was like, what
Yes.
the heck?
That's crazy.
I'm like, I remember going to his first birthday party. I went to his first birthday party at the park,
At
right?
the
Was
park,
that was his
yes, I
first,
remember
right?
that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I took my wife. We had just started dating again back then.
Yes, that's right.
And now my now wife, right? And it's just crazy. Our second child was born on that day.
It's crazy.
Trip,
It's
huh?
crazy.
That's a trip. Yeah.
Birthday
Dude,
twins.
life, full circle,
It's a
dude.
beautiful
Yeah.
day, September 15th.
Full circle. That's awesome. Yeah,
The one thing
That's
you
called El
said us
Grito.
El Grito. Yeah. The one thing you shared, Esteban, that sort of like resonates with me now that I'm a dad. My kiddo's gonna be 20 months. But like you mentioned, the tough love, I think at first, whenever you'd get hurt, I'd always go and be like protective, like concerned. But recently I've been more like he falls, like, and even my wife Veta, at first she was very protective, very, caring, loving, wanting to make sure he was okay. Now when we see him like fall, we sort of look at him first and not re respond. Sort of like, all right, are you gonna cry? You good? And then if you're good, it's like, all right, man, let's go. What are you doing? And it's that tough love I think you learn as a parent, to sort of have them go through those type of situations. Cause I think it also prepares them as they get older. Because once they're in school, they don't got you to be there like, oh, are you okay? You need them to learn how to cope on their own.
Is that your first?
Yeah, it's my first.
Your first? Congrats,
Yeah,
man. 20
thank you,
months.
sir.
Dang. Dude, it's the best, right? It's the freaking best, man. Like, I told Tim, dude, it's the hardest freaking thing I've ever done in my life because it never stops. Like, you get no breaks from it, but it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done. Like, and it just keeps getting better. You know what I mean? You see their minds, you get to mold their little minds, you see them growing, you see them kind of just evolving. Like right now my little girl is a little scared. They're going through doing like fire drills or earthquake drills in their school, and she's only three. She's not even preschool yet. It's like pre-preschool. I don't know what you want to call that. I don't know, but she's only 3 and a half, and so they're doing these drills, and it scares her. That she's very sensitive to loud noises, so when the bell rings, it like she gets very like scared. And so she doesn't want to go back to school because they just had one today, and that was a rough night. That's why it took me a little longer than expected to get on, because she was just like, I don't want to school. She didn't want to go down. I don't want to go to school. And I'm like, oh, Mija, it's okay, can I sleep in your bed? I'm like, nah, that's not how this works anymore, man. God, that's also that tough. I mean, that's on me though. The wifey would gladly let her be in, but I'm just all like, listen, dude, I need to sleep somehow, way, shape, or form. I can't, I work 12-hour shifts. Like I need to get some sleep somewhere, but.
It's all a transition. It's not just like, wow, like this human being I've never met before. I already have like this love I've never felt before, besides with maybe your spouse. And it's like,
It's a
man,
different kind
I
of
just
love
met
though,
this
right?
human.
It
It
is.
is.
It's like an
Yeah, you
it's a
just met them.
You never thought you could love this little being so much, right? And you're just, dude, like I thought that was it. I'm like, I love my wife, dude. I freaking love her. I want to be with her for the rest of my life. And then she gives me this little being, and I'm like, I will use, like, I think I heard what's his name use this fuck, dude, I'm forgetting all these celebrities' names, but he like I'd use my wife as a meat shield to save my kids, you know what I mean?
I think
Ryan
we all
Reynolds, I'd
would.
be
We'd all be doing
you
that.
know, but like, yeah, I love my little girls, man. They're the freaking best. They drive me nuts, but God damn it, I'd do anything for them. Real talk, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's that bond. And you guys, I'm sorry I keep backtracking, but you guys bring up the thing about not reacting to your kids falling.
Yeah.
Literally tonight, I think Ariel, she tripped on something here in the kitchen, and I looked over at her. I didn't say anything. I just stared at her, and then she turns it. She does like this, like really slow turn, and then she just starts giggling, and I'm like, "Ah, you're good." And it's the
Atta
best,
girl.
And
Atta
yeah,
girl.
if they don't, God forbid, they don't fall down, smack their head, land on their back, anything crazy like that. If they just land on their tush, hey, you're off to the races. Let's go. It's all good. It's just part of that, growing up process. But I think you both bring up great points on that.
Are you still in the Bay, Tim?
Yeah, we were in Oakland last year, but now we're up in the North Bay, and we're loving it. Just on the other side of the Golden Gate, and it's
Well,
been nice.
Fairfield? Fairfield is up there.
Small, it's like Marin County, San Rafael area.
Right on.
Yep.
Right on.
It's been great. If you ever out are up here, man, like
Dude,
Ferry's downtown, it's beautiful. I tell John all the time.
I need to make my way up there, dude. Remember we almost went to a game last year, dude?
Really
It was so
close.
it's just I was still in school and just
Yeah.
money was tight, so it was just
Of
kind of
course.
I was like, damn, man, I wanted to go so bad, dude. My wife's like, you're gonna go, really? I'm like, yeah, dude, like it's only gonna be a few hundred bucks. She's all like, oh yeah, okay. So what are you gonna eat? And I'm like, ah, three meals a day? Are you gonna drink? I'm like, you have to. I'm not gonna go to game and not, I'm like, damn, it's gonna add
It
up.
starts adding up. You're like, oh man, maybe like getting closer to
Oh
500.
yeah, I'm like, oh yeah,
I
maybe
know.
not.
I
That's why,
hear
like, but dude, we gotta go to a game, Tim. Like, we
you.
got well back in back in the day. It wasn't Tim back in what 2013? Is that when we went to the Fire Academy?
2013, 2014. I think it was 2014.
Yeah, it was 14, was it?
Yeah, it's been
Are
like
you
10 years,
sure?
bro. It's crazy. It's 14.
Back then, it was Wolfie.
Yeah, it
That's what we called him. We call him Wolfie, dude.
was Wolfie. Yep. All
The
last name bases over
good
there.
dude. Yeah, dude. Wolfie, dude, those are good times, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're
Yeah,
good.
and I mean, hey, let's jump right into
Let's
it.
do it. Yeah, that's a great little
Let's refresh our
segue.
memories on a lot of those Fire Academy
Yeah.
stories, man, because there's a lot
Woo.
of them. It
Yeah,
was a
there
good
is.
time, and just the preface, I think it was like spring semester. We completed the Oxnard College Regional Fire Academy with we had Captain Crudo as our battalion lead there.
Cadre,
And what a joy. It was a lot of
yeah.
fun, and a lot of fun moments. But I mean, memories kind of stood
Dude.
in the academy and outside the academy,
Yeah.
so
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
yeah,
We're married now, so we can't go too in depth with the outside of the academy
of
things, you know what I
course.
mean? But I will say, like, in the academy, I'll never forget this stood out to me. Do you remember when we first donned our SCBA? Is
Yes.
that SCBA is the so the mask, like you breathe in for the firefighters put the mask on. The first time I threw that on, I freaked out. I don't know if
Oh,
I
really?
no one knew,
I
no
had no
one knew, but
idea.
I was like, because like you kind of had to breathe a little harder just to activate the air, So I'm like, and the air would come, and so every breath you kind of had to kind of give it an extra, and that freaked me the fuck out, dude. And I remember being in there, like taking my mask off, like, dude, this is ridiculous. And then I got used to it after a while. But do you remember going through that tunnel maze,
Dude,
blindfolded?
with the back of the rig, it
No,
was
no,
like in
no,
the back of
no.
the, or is it like a little,
It was
which
just like
one?
the box tunnel, and it was kind of like a square, but it had obstacles in
Oh,
it, and we had to be blindfolded, and that you
Oh
couldn't
shit.
find the exit. Do you remember that?
I do. And then my thing was going off, and
Yeah, you
I
were
do
running out
remember
of
that shit.
O2. Do you remember I went in there and pulled you out? I don't know
I
if
think
you
I
remember
remember
this. I remember I went in there and I pulled you out. I was like, "This is my dude right here."
Hell yeah.
Man, that's when this friendship was started right there, dude. Like that's like I remember the very first day. Do you remember that, dude? You walk in late, dude. You forgot
Tim would be.
you forgot
Say my
half your
books.
shit. Dude, he forgot his books, he forgot his the hood. Dude, you forgot all kinds of shit, dude. But
Hell yeah.
that was a fun time. I remember I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah, and then I remember funny story with that too is I drove into the academy that day. Jen needed to use my car, and I left some of my shit in the car, and she drove away, and I thought it was still parked out there, and I'm like, hey, I think I left it in my car. And then I was like, wait, no, she took my car. And I was like,
Oh.
I remember Captain Caruto took me out in the into like
Yeah.
outside the classroom,
Yep.
and then like she made me like follow the line and then walk in formation, kind of go all the way up to the front of the school. And then she like pointed in my face and she's like kind of like, lack of a better word, she's just like, get your shit together, it's first day, I don't want to hear any more excuses, let's go. And then she went back, went to the back into the room
Yeah.
again. I think I was doxing points that day. But yeah, that was kind of like a good kick in my ass, I think I needed, with like responsibility and like prep in general.
Yeah.
And and from there, things got a little bit better. And yeah,
Do
but that was a fun first day.
you remember they made us stand out there in the sun for, was it like four hours in detention? You're just sitting there and like it was like military, paramilitary. So we're literally sitting there or standing there for 4 hours and they're just watching. I mean, we can't see them, but they're watching us from the room just, and you can't move. You're sitting there. And I remember right after that, they started working us out in our full gear. And then I don't even remember this. This is like the first or second day. I don't remember it happening. I just remember her saying she was leaving. The only girl that was in our academy ended up dislocating her shoulder.
Oh
It was
yeah.
like
Oh
the
dang.
second day, right?
Yeah, I
But
think it was
dude,
during
she didn't make
push-ups,
a
right?
peep. Yeah, it was during push-ups. She didn't make a peep. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
And then the ambulance showed up and she was in a sling. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And like she toughed it out tough, but she dislocated her shoulder the second freaking
Yeah.
day, which
Dang.
sucks because that academy wasn't cheap. You know, we spent a lot of
No.
money to get all our shit there, and then you get knocked out the second day. That's tough.
That was really tough. I think we heard more of a peep out of Cadet Singer on that first like mile run. He was like, yeah, I get
Oh yeah. Oh dude, have you
we're
kept in
just doing
touch
like
with
a
anyone
light
else, dude?
jog. Nah, I don't think I have, not even Yamashita or anybody.
No.
But yeah, I know Magana, he's off to the races in VC. Galvez, right? Was it,
Galvis,
or
yeah.
yeah, he's in VC too. But like, I just
VC,
remember Singer,
I thought they were in
man.
LA. They were out, no, Galvez is VC, but Magana was LA County or city, wasn't he?
Or is the LA City? Yeah,
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah, he's LA.
Yeah. And then I think Yamasha might be up here in the Bay.
Him and Torres were our LA City.
Oh, Torres. Yeah. Yep. I think
Yeah.
you're right.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we had a Singer, Cadet Singer, and he was quite a bit older than a lot of us. I think he was like in his mid-30s at that
Yeah.
time. And I think we're doing like a light, like 2 mile jog. It wasn't much. Like
I think
everybody
the
got
first
in
day was
decent
like a
shape.
1 mile. I think they were just
Yeah,
showing us the
it was
route.
light.
Like it was like 1 mile
Yeah.
and you do it 3 times and he was just like, ah,
Yeah.
yeah.
It
Oh
was
man.
he was dry heaving, and it was like,
Yeah.
man, dude. Get ready for the 5 milers, man. Woo.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was fun. Good times there for
Pittsburgh.
sure.
Pittsburgh. Yeah, man. We had some wild things. And then we got to the point where we were all running 3 miles a day in the morning and we were doing it in like 18 minutes, dude. We were
Yeah, that's
freaking
good.
sprinting through this thing. We were, man, I was so fit. Like, man.
Yeah. Hell
And
yeah.
hear me out on this, dude. That my first interview, was with the City of Orange, and I interviewed the first, and I was horrible. It was the worst interview I've ever had by far. But I think they just saw like my genuinity or genuine, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but my like just, I don't know, my charisma, I guess. And one of the captains and one of the chiefs liked me so much they put me on to the chiefs interview. And they coached me up for it. Yeah, man. It was
That's great,
really cool.
nice.
I had their number, so I was constant communication. They're like, all right, they're gonna ask you something like this. You know, they coached me up for it. And that was I got so much better with that. And who was that the instructor we had? He was LA City. He had just retired, I think, or he was about to. He's one of the
Oh,
main
yeah.
guys. What was
I
his name?
actually, yeah, older gentleman, right? He was the
Yeah.
captain.
Yep.
God, I can't remember his name, but he had the solid stash, right? Yes. I actually, after the academy, I went to his house and did mock interviews with him. Like, he's
So he
that
coached
good
me
of
up.
a person.
Yeah. He
Yes.
coached
That's
me up
awesome.
big time. He'd come into that
Yep.
school just to meet with me. And he lived in TO, you know what I mean? He'd come
Yes.
just to meet with me and
Over by
coach
Cal
me
Lu.
up. Yep.
Yep.
And he would just coach me up on, and then he went to my friend Bernie's wedding. I was like, what the heck? What was his name?
Wow.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I got to party with
That's
them,
so
have drinks
cool.
with them. It was
That's
cool as
funny.
heck.
Hell
That's
yeah.
cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Cause
No, he's
he knew my buddy's mom. Like, I don't know how he met her, but like she invited him over and he's like, yeah, come on. I forgot his name, dude. What the heck was his name? I wish I remembered it, but I
Oh,
can't.
Captain Miranda.
Miranda?
Yeah, right?
No, okay, we're not talking about the same
Oh,
guy. I
dang.
actually think he was
Okay.
clean shaped. He was clean shaped.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because
But
Captain Miranda is who I thought of.
I know who you're
Yeah.
talking about. Miranda.
Yeah.
I know, I
He was
remember
there a couple
Miranda.
days. He wasn't
Yeah, he
super
was.
consistent, but he was there a couple days.
No, the one we did, he did us like he did like he pulled up a bunch of tools and stuff. You had to name them. And if not, hey, you're going to the peanut gallery. You're everyone to the peanut gallery. What the heck was his
Oh, yeah,
name?
I
Do
think
you
I
remember who I'm
remember
talking
who you're
about?
talking about. Yeah, I'm not going to remember his name, though.
Yeah, I don't he
Yeah.
he coached me up big time, dude. He was a
Yeah.
really cool guy. But
Yeah. And
shout out.
that's a, yeah, shout out him.
Shout out
Yeah.
him.
Yeah. And
If he
that's the
listens to
thing, John,
this.
right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Imagine. Talk about
Yeah.
full circle moment. Just in general though, like John and in our audience, like that's how tight knit like the fire community is. And I'm sure healthcare altogether is like, you've been through those steps at once upon a time. You almost become a teacher for everybody else coming into that industry and working their way up to it, because how intense it can get, like how tough it is to get a job. I got super deep into LA City's interviews and background check and everything, and got a letter in the from the mayor during like midway through my backgrounds. They just stopped all hiring altogether because I think the previous battalions got in trouble for nepotism.
That was a
So they kind
big
of
thing
cut
then, and I
those, and
remember that.
that was really big. Yeah. And I think they're only hiring maybe about 300 folks, and I think 30
Only.
plus thousand. Yeah. It was, yeah,
Dang.
it's, exactly. I think 30,000 plus maybe
Probably more, yeah.
applied, and
Applicants,
probably
yeah.
more. It's outrageous. And I remember the test was over there at Dodger Stadium at the bottom of the hill. They have that big training center over there. So
I
that's
was
where I
there. I was
tested.
at
And
that one. Yep.
oh,
I
okay,
was there
yeah.
too.
So you were there too. And
It was a
I
2 day, right?
saw,
The
yes,
2 day.
yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And I saw our battalion lead guy there.
Commode?
Kermode. No, not
Commode?
Kermode. No, it was the guy, his dad was chief of VC,
Burris.
Burris. Yeah, he was there.
Burris.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he was in line. And but long story short, John, tight-knit community in general. Everybody
Yeah.
knows how tough it is to get in, and you truly almost have to know somebody. But I think now I've heard things are a bit more active, and I work with the construction manager I work with. Shout out Richie, great guy. He was over here in Marin County firefighting, I think like 8 years, and he's talking about how often they're hiring and things like that. And I'm like, hey, well, that firefighter one cert still valid, so
Yeah. Hey, you
yeah.
saw us, John, right? With the parties?
Yeah, I remember.
The
I remember
party?
seeing. Yeah,
Dude, hey, Tim,
I
shout out. You got to make a clip, dude. Tim threw
don't
the parties, dude. Tim knew how to
know.
throw a party, bro. He's like,
Yeah,
I'm like, dude, you need
it's
help? He's like,
good
dude, I got
times.
this. I've done this play. I was like, oh, shit. All right, dude.
Hell
All right.
yeah,
He's like, what's up, dude? You're
those
good.
are some good ass times. I think it was during
Dude.
spring break. We fit maybe like 80 people into like a town home on the lake. It
Yeah, dude,
was
that was a good freaking time.
it was solid. Not one call. I think maybe boat security came around because they saw
Yeah.
Singer's boat dock to my patio, and we all
Oh,
knew our
because what's
knots,
his
so we
name?
tied the knots
Because what's his
in.
name was what's his name was fishing the lake. What's his
Oh
name?
no
Evans.
way.
Evans.
Evans, yeah,
Evans.
dude.
I
He's
just
like a
saw
pro
Evans,
fisher.
dude. I just
Oh, you
yeah.
did?
So he was like a sponsored fisherman. Now he has his own like fishing line or whatever. Like, yeah.
Dang.
I
Good for
just saw him.
him. Nice.
I actually got
Dang,
his
oh, he's
card.
fishing Westlake Lake. It's like a catch and release. That's so funny,
That's
man.
hilarious. That's
Yeah,
cool.
but good times, man. Yeah, dude. And we really bonded, I feel like, over, obviously those parties were fun. And yeah, it's just always a
But
good time.
you party over the struggle, or not party, but you bond over the struggle, right? Like we were all hurting, dude. Like, no matter your background, no matter your freaking politics views, no matter whatever, dude, you're all in the freaking grind, and you're all getting beat up and yelled at by the same people. So it's like it builds this bond, this cohesive bond that is just, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, I feel like if I saw any one of those guys like again, we'd probably take off right when we started. Like, you know what I mean? Especially Delta crew, you know what I'm saying? Delta squad,
Shout out
dude.
Delta.
Shout out Delta. Let's go.
Shout out, we were in the back, but we held it down like an alpha. How about
That's right. That's
that?
right. Now, bro,
Hell yeah.
you know about the Deltas, right? They're like the most elite squad in the military, the Deltas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Yeah,
straight up.
dude. No one
Delta
knows who they
squad.
are. They look freaking, they're like no uniform, no nothing. These guys are just the elite of the elite. Yeah, dude.
What
Yeah, we
do
held
you
it
guys
down.
what do you guys say? You guys mentioned it. Because you guys were in the fire academy, do you make a more tight-knit bond than like friends from in high school? You go through a lot in high school, but being in this type of fire academy where, at times it's talking about life and death, being in the fire academy, being in medical field, especially now with like the COVID scare, like it's a lot of life and death. Like, do you feel like you make more long-lasting bonds in that setting than what you probably did in high school?
I don't know, 'cause I still have a pretty tight-knit group of friends. There's like four or five of us. We all kind of grew up in the same neighborhood. We're pretty tight, you know what I mean? We could stop talking to them and pick up right. But I feel like it comes pretty damn close. I think Tim and I, we just kind of bonded over everything, and I'm not sure. I just him and I, we kind of just hung on, you know what I mean? And every now and then we'd see, like, we don't talk that often, but we'd take off right where we left off. You know what I mean? It really was kind of like flawless friendship. And also, if I'm being honest, and my wife and I would kind of think the same way. When we encounter a good friend, or when we have a good friend, and you know they're good people, not just a good friend, but like good people, genuine friendship and in person on in their life. We always make sure we take that extra step to keep them in our lives, right? Because those kind of people, they don't just appear out of nowhere, right? Like you understand, okay, man. Like you don't come across these. I mean, I guess I'm 36, so I've gone through enough life to be like, I've been backstabbed by people I thought were my friends, And so when you come across really good people, you're like, hey, man, like that's a good person. So when they invite you to their kid's first birthday party, you make that extra step to go. Like, hey, I'm gonna go. Fuck, I know we had this plan, but this is my buddy. You know what I mean? And I feel like I've always tried to take that step with Tim, because again, I've known that he's like a genuine dude. Same with Jen. Like Jen, she's a really cool gal. And like, I got to know them both, like in our whole process, and kind of just keep tabs on each other and just say what's up and talk Niners, and that's something we've always had in common, So you always want to make sure you keep good people in your life, especially people that are in the same life trajectory as you, right? So like him and I, we're fathers, family oriented and stuff like that. So that's kind of like how we like to live our life and how we pick and choose our friends, right?
No,
I
I think
think
that's the go ahead,
yeah.
John.
No, I think that's awesome because I think that's the way I do as well. Just those people, I think like you mentioned, my high school friends, they're also good buddies. We consider them family, Tim family. So it's a good way to live life. And yeah, it's keeping those people that you trust, that are genuine because they don't come around that often. And so.
Yeah,
Yeah,
100%.
I definitely agree with that too because it's from me and John's circumstance here and how we came about even starting the show is obviously we've been friends and acquaintances is, he's Jen's family's now my family, and we share this common bond of sports, entertainment, just video games, things like that. And then, he has a passion for doing something like this. I have a passion for doing something like this too. And it's like, hey man, let's go off to the races. Let's freaking, we share that common ground, just like you and I, Esteban. It's been 10 plus years now. There's no mistake in that. We can, you nailed it. We pick up right where we left off. We talk the same shit about the Niners. We hate the same people within that organization. The biggest thing with that too is like I was lucky enough, to sit very close to Esteban, in the academy, and he mentioned Delta Squad, and that's the squad we had in that in our battalion and our academy in general, and which meant we were more of. There's obviously the battalion's a team, but then you have your individual teams, and we're able to have that. And we texted on the side a lot, and we kind of helped each other kind of get through that moment. He mentioned, hey, I'm gonna come in there after you in that maze, bro. And I felt like it was one of those little Arnold Schwarzenegger moments, that handshake like that. And he's like, we're coming out of here. And
Let's go, dude. We
it's
got this.
but that's the motto. And I felt like you can achieve friendship in many different ways. It can be long term, just being associated with somebody like in high school. Hey, you have a class with a random person freshman year, and then you see that consistency throughout those 4 years. But the academy was a full-time job. Like you're not really working around that necessarily. I don't think really anybody had a job. Maybe some people work nights. I think maybe Reniger worked a night or something like that. And that's a tough work-life balance. And because the academy was full-time, there's no doubt about it. And I think just those hours there and everything we went through and stuff like that, that bond was really quick. And 10 years going, he's now on our show and he's repping the Niners still, obviously. And we're all about dad life. And John, you know that very well too. So it's good,
John, what would you say your what would you say your experiences as a father? How's that been? Is you have a boy or a girl?
I have a boy. It's been
Ah.
eye-opening. It's been awesome. I think everything, like just repeating what you say, I never knew. I feel like I've always wanted to be a dad. It was something I always thought I really would want to be good at, and I sometimes question if I am, but I know I am a good dad. And just like I say, this little
That's
kid,
across the board, man. We all, I think we all question whether we're good,
we
you
start
know?
thinking like, man, am I really doing a good job? But then it's like, no, we are, this kid is
You're
growing
doing the
up.
best with what you got, man. What you
And
know,
I,
right? Which is
yeah,
nothing. We know
yeah,
nothing.
they don't really give like those books they give you. It's just all jibber jabber to be, the how to be a parent, like what to expect when you're expecting. I didn't read it. Sorry, people, if you read it and say it's good, like I didn't read it. I don't think I need to read. I think I just like to learn by doing stuff. And we learned a lot, like Vera and I raising our kiddo Keanu. And like you mentioned, I think this kid has changed my life. Like right now, we're at a point where we're stressed with work. There's just a lot of stuff going on in our jobs, and just coming home to see this kid, he just lights up our day, and it just really makes our day. No matter how tough work is, what we might be going through, some of those struggles, coming home, hanging out with him, just playing with him for the few hours we get before bedtime really changed a lot in me. So he's taught me a lot. I would do anything for this kid. Like you mentioned, if I had to put Vera in front of him to protect him, I'd put myself in front of anything to protect this kid,
Across the
Vera.
board, dude. Across the board.
So it's been an awesome experience. Wouldn't trade it for the world. Like with Vera, we always talk like, do we miss like what we had? Yes, we miss being able to go to the movies at any time we would want, going to, theme parks, going traveling, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. The
Hey
what
man,
I've been
you can
ex
still travel, dude.
yeah
You
no
know, I got two,
and
and we just came back from Europe, dude. Like, you can still travel. You just
yeah
make it part of your lifestyle. That's what we do.
yeah yeah it's
But
just the adjustments
it's
you
not
have to
easy.
learn. You have to learn how to adjust now with, let's say, a little human, that you have to carry around you. So it's been an awesome experience.
You talked about, I think, in episode one. or two. You said you had Bell's palsy. Has that affected your father being a father in any way, or?
No, like I say, I still have it. You can't tell, like it's still half my face. I can't close my eyes, my lip. Like I said, I've learned to cope with it. I think the first 2 weeks with Bell's palsy, I'll say I was more in a depressed mood. I think it was just so negative for me. Like I kept on blaming myself. I did something. But then, Vera really helped me get out of that funk. Like, you have Bell's palsy. You're not missing an arm. You're not missing a limb. You could still walk. You could do all this. You could hold your son.
Yeah.
And it really helped me get out of the funk. Talking with Tim, talking with a lot of buddies that just kept on texting me, asking me how I was doing, really just helped me get into that mindset. And for me, it was really just thinking about the good and just wanting to continue doing what I was doing. So that's why, after a month, I came back to happy hour, came back to podcasting because I was like, I enjoy doing this. With my kiddo,
Yeah.
I would go to the water parks, I'd go out to the store. And at first, I was always like very like hesitant of like talking to people because they would look at me. And even though they wouldn't say anything, I know I was getting the looks because I look a little odd sometimes. But I got to the point where like, I don't care. My family loves me. My friends love me. I'm happy. If you have an issue with it, well, you can deal with it. If you don't like it, head out.
Yeah,
Like,
80% of people recover from it. It takes
yeah.
time, but 80%, like you have a, I mean, it's not even, it's a slight deficit, but it, I mean,
Yeah.
it's a, there's a very big comeback from it. So,
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not yet, but you know, like they got all these workouts too, you can, that can help you with
Yeah,
all that, you know.
I'm doing all
And
that stuff.
right on, dude, right on. Keep it up,
Yeah.
dude.
Yeah,
Keep it up,
no, I
man. That's
appreciate it.
awesome.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, I
dude,
was telling
any
John the
advice for
other
anyone?
day.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead,
No, I was
Islam.
just any advice for anyone that might be going through that?
Oh yeah. That's a good question.
Yeah.
What I would say is have those close people to you. You need that mental, like I say, something I've read online and something I've just learned about myself is, your health is the biggest wealth that you have. Like for me now, my health means the most to me, being healthy, getting better, just be, and it's not just for my own health, my own like life. It's also for Keanu. So what I, what the advice I give people is don't give up. Don't get depressed. Like talk to people, those friends that don't talk to you because you have Bell's palsy, that don't reach out to you much, a lot of people have a lot of things going on, but you're always going to have those friends that do reach out and really hold them closely. Have that family that supports you. My family now, they don't really even acknowledge it. For me, I'm normal to them. And it really has helped me
Awesome.
get through the process because I think if people were still pointing it out, at every like single event, my family, it would really still bring me down and I probably would be in that depressed mood like, shit, I still look like, like this, I can't be normal. But it for me, I think it's really just have those close people, be positive. Like it's not easy. Like you mentioned, most 80% people recover. Even if you don't recover, you're still you. You're still an amazing person. And don't let that dictate what you do in your life. Don't let that stop you from achieving your goals, your dreams. I came back to podcasting because I enjoy it. Tim and I, we've always had the same goal. And, for me, my health is the biggest wealth. We're doing this for fun. If we can make it big with this, that'd be an extra caveat that we'd be happy with. But as long as I'm having fun doing this with Tim, we're enjoying it. It's making us happy and we're, getting closer, getting to know more people. That's what I really
Yeah.
want to do. And, get that message out. If people talk to me about Bell's palsy, I'm a lot more open to talking about it and sharing my
Yeah.
experience.
As Tyrion Lannister said it, dude. If you have a deficit of any sort, use it as a shield, right? And no one can hurt you with it,
Yeah, nobody
right?
can.
I don't know if you guys know what
Like
Tyrion
that.
Lannister is, but
Yeah,
that's Game of
Game of
Thrones
Thrones.
reference.
Yep.
But dude, you're talking about
Nerd, just kidding.
you're talking about podcasting, dude. And back in 2020, dude, I wanted to get into it so bad, but like so many things happened. And here, I actually, let me see if I got this. Hold on, give me a second. I bought this. I still haven't installed it, but I freaking bought this back in 2020, and I have yet like a mic
Oh,
I was
no
like,
shit.
yeah,
Is
dude.
that's I think that's what I
That's
have. I think that's the
the
same one,
mono
right,
or like
Richard?
the mono. Yeah, I think that's the one we got.
The mon
Yeah,
that's
it's
what we
the
have.
MAONO.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we have
mono.
that. Hell yeah. Hey,
I
shout
got this
out.
in.
Sponsorship. Love
Yeah. Dude, I got
that.
this back in 2020 and I have yet to use it. I've always wanted to do a podcast, so I appreciate you guys having me on. This is fun as heck. You know
It
what I
isn't
mean?
it? It's addicting. It's
Dude, this
fun.
is
And
awesome.
hey,
Yeah,
I think
this is
that this is now
great.
your invitation to frequent our show. I mean,
Yeah,
clearly.
man.
And then hopefully next time you can set that bad boy up and
I
get it
know,
going.
right? I have my Corsair headphones, but dude, what do you guys game on?
PS5.
PS5, both of you guys? John, yeah. Oh yeah.
I think
I'm
we're
PC. I'm a PC guy, so
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
I think
mouse and keyboards.
we bought we each bought capture cards. So I think we're definitely working on implementing. I've already set it up, and
What is that?
I know John
What's a
has too.
capture
So
card?
it captures your gaming, so you can live stream gaming with still having the clip of you on the camera while gaming. So if you're ever interested in joining us for something like that, like a little gaming night on a weekend or whenever, we'd love to have you, because that I think that would be a ton of fun.
You guys stream it like what, like Twitch or something or?
We're going to.
I think that's the
I think
idea.
we've just been starting to set it up. So that's one of the goals, and
Oh, okay.
sort of doing what we do here, getting people to join us. We've got a lot of buddies who game, so and just asking them questions while we're gaming, and having some nice little trash talking, some highlights of our, kill cams if we're playing Modern Warfare. But yeah,
Okay.
I think we could do it because everything's cross platform now, so we could connect
Yeah.
with PC, Xbox, so
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah, shoot.
definitely.
I might take you up on that, although I need a I mean, this is I don't know, I haven't gamed in a while. I mean, the only game I really
It's time.
play is Rocket League.
Rocket.
I freaking love that
Nice.
game, dude.
There
I
you go.
love Rocket League, dude. But
Hell
it's the reason I like it is 'cause it's quick 5 minute games
yeah.
and I can always put it down whenever I need if my girls like wake up or you know what I mean. My 3-year-old has never slept all that well, so I've always had to get up and leave. So I mean, so
Sure.
I kind of need quick games. But I used to be a huge PUBG-er, like
Okay.
huge. Yeah,
Nice.
PUBG was the game back in the day, dude.
Yeah.
7, 10 years ago, who knows? But it was a fun. Like we were pretty good at it. Maybe not me, but my buddies all always got us that chicken dinner.
No, that's cool though. I think, I talked to Tim, like, when he brought up the podcasting thing. I literally was like, hell yeah, I want to do that. Like, I always had it in my mind. Like, I've always watched all these podcasts and I'm like, I could do that, and it's like, it'd be something fun to do. So when Tim brought it up with the other buddies, like, I was like, yeah, let's do it. Like, and at first it was for fun, and then doing it, like you mentioned, Esteban and Tim, it gets addicting. I enjoy doing this. Like, I
This
don't
is
like,
fun as hell, dude. This is really cool.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah,
like talking
my
much.
wife saw me loading up. My wife saw me loading up. She's like, "You're gonna love this. You're gonna fall in love with this." I'm like, "I already do it. I haven't even started." I was already just
Hell yeah.
drinking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, you should frequent us, and come on here, more often. And just, I know you're an avid listener, and I know
I
John and I have
am.
talked about it. We can't thank you enough for, taking the time to watch us. And obviously we're starting out, so views are they mean everything. Likes, subscribing, things like that. Of
Yeah,
course, we always
100%.
preface
I
it,
got
and
you.
it's that build up. And but again, we're having so much fun doing it. That's the biggest thing, is like damn, like people who get to do this like as their career. It's like, obviously it's become a goal of John and I's, and it's like it's crazy. I mean, they go to games, they recap the games, they vlog the games, and you name it, just being around it's fun.
Hey, sorry to call you guys. My daughter just woke up. I'll be
No,
right
you're
back.
good.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah, you're
No,
good.
I'm
It's all
so
good.
sorry, guys.
Stay
My
tuned.
bad.
Nah, it's
No,
all
no, it's all
good. You're good, brother. Yeah, absolutely.
good.
Dad life. We've already prefaced it. Okay, well, one thing I'd like to preface, I think this is a good leeway into it, is I know John and I, behind the scenes, we've been planning a lot for this upcoming week. It's going to be our first rendition attempt, whatever you want to call it, of something in person, us being together. Obviously, there's been plenty of visits where I've been down there visiting and, around John and everybody. But now we're going to do something filming content wise. We're going to do it live and, hopefully have just numerous guests on. It could be short questions, could be fun interactive things, random things. And I think that we have some exciting content to bring. I'm stoked for it personally.
Yeah,
It's going
no,
to be fun.
I'm excited for it. Like I say, I think I'm a little nervous because it's something different than this, but I think once we start doing it, it's still going to be banter with the rocks because there's going to be drinks served there, so we'll be enjoying some drinks, we'll be sharing some of that what we're tasting. But yeah, it's something we're excited to do, something new for us and something we want to continue doing. I think, like Tim mentioned, we have a lot of great ideas. I think the gaming, channel on Twitch, we'll be sharing that once we have it fully set up. So you guys can come watch us live. And like I say, if you want to join us gaming, or even if you just want to join us on there chatting with us, feel free to stop by. Like I say, like we've talked about it, we have so many ideas and they just flow in my head. And I'm just like, man, there's just so much I want to do, but I at times I'm like, okay, I gotta slow down. Let me do one thing at a time, and then we'll start with the next one. But I'm excited.
No, likewise. I think that so much comes to my mind sometimes that I'm like, dude, you're probably thinking like a few years down the line. So just like pump the brakes a bit, be patient, and it'll all come to fruition. But I again, I want to preface how much fun I feel like we're both having with this and trying something new. I think that's the biggest thing is that we always think of new things. We've talked about like vlogging content, and I feel like this is kind of a good first leeway at that. One thing I'm really excited for is the mini mic that we're gonna get going. And it's the I'm just super stoked on that because it's a mini mic. And here's Esteban, he's jumping in and
Sorry about that,
right back
guys.
into mini mic content. No, please, it's
My
dad life. We already
apologies.
prefaced it.
My apologies,
You're good,
guys.
brother.
It's yeah, she's
Sorry if we're going long. We've been labeled generational yappers. So John and I are just we know how to
Who
talk.
said that?
Just people. Whatever.
We're okay with
Hey,
it.
they're the ones listening, so you know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm gonna have to head out right now. I gotta go tack my wife out so she could do some work. But Esteban,
Okay.
honestly, thank you for showing up. I don't know,
Yeah, no
Tim.
matter.
I think I'm recording, so I'm gonna have to end it. But appreciate you taking the time. Like Tim mentioned, please do come back, again. Like I said, we'll talk
Yeah.
about more stuff, family life. We'll look at what's going on, football talk. I think there's always a
Yeah.
lot of different topics we could bring up, and we could continue talking
100%.
for quite a while. So could
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And like I say,
Absolutely. Yeah.
if you decide to start your
Yeah,
own
dude.
blog, your own podcast, invite us onto yours. Like I say, that's why we created this too, for anyone that wants to try it out and get hooked to it. Because once you do it once, you're going to be hooked. You don't want to stop. So
Yeah,
So much fun,
this is
dude.
a great time. I really appreciate you guys having me
Yeah.
on. Honestly, Tim's like, hey,
No.
you want to come? I was like, yeah,
Nah.
actually, I'd love to. It's a great
Absolutely.
time, dude. Have a drink,
No.
some of the
Yeah.
guys, dude. Like, what's better than that,
Hell yeah. Yeah, no, it's
What's
a great
that?
virtual way to hang out. And again, we thank you so much for, I prefaced it before we started. You know the show, you're an avid watcher, and we can't thank you enough for all of that. And we're so stoked to have you on, and you just bring so much value to any conversation. So, it's we truly can't thank you enough. So thank you so much.
Thank you guys. I appreciate it. It was an honor to be up here, dude. And I can't wait to watch this episode with me in it.
Hell no, for sure.
Be fun.
And everybody
Thanks a
watching,
lot, guys.
please subscribe, like, comment, or on the episode. We really appreciate it. Share it with your family members, share it with people that would also enjoy the content, and even to join the episode in the future. So we appreciate it, and we'll see everybody next week. Have a great day or great night.
Thank you,
See
thank
you.
you. Go
Thank you.
Niners.
Go Niners. Cheers.
Go
Thank you.
Niners.
Niners.